How to Handle a Woman. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Obama campaign is preparing to enter the next phase, converting those disappointed Hillary supporters. And I wonder about that, because you see, Hillary supporters, especially her female supporters, tend to include those women who were the first women to do whatever it is they do. They remember when a woman had to be twice, sometimes three times as smart as a man just to be considered equal, and they still got paid less. And if Barack Obama is going to appeal to those women, he can't keep doing what he did when Good Morning America asked his wife about those Republican ads.
Should you get through this process and you have the general election ahead of you, that this is what you can expect more and more of? Are you prepared for that?
You know, let me just interject on this.
Did you hear that? He interrupts her. He steals her question. It's like saying, I don't think she can answer that for herself, so I'd better jump in here. Now, my fellow men, I ask you, if you did that, or even implied that there was something your wife couldn't handle on her own, what would the next 24 hours be like at your house? How many hours of stony silence would it take before you figured it out? Now, maybe it's different when you're a guy that women faint for at regular intervals, but out here, in the real world, you don't steal your wife's questions. And, oh yeah, you don't do this either.
Senator, how are you going to help the American auto worker?
Hold on one second, sweetie. We're going to do a message.
Of course, he apologized for the sweetie remark.
That's a bad habit of mine. I do it sometimes.
Yeah, but I've tried the bad habit excuse, too. Good luck with that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.